Today's reading begins in Matthew chapter 21, verse 18. Matthew 21, verse 18. In the morning, as he was returning to the city, he became hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the wayside, he went to it and found nothing on it but only leaves. And he said to it, "May no fruit ever come from you again." And the fig tree withered at once. When the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, "How did the fig tree wither at once?" And Jesus answered them, "Truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' it will happen. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith." And when he entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came up to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?" Jesus answered them, "I will also ask you one question, and if you tell me the answer, then I also will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, from where did it come? From heaven or from man?" And they discussed it among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say from man, we are afraid of the crowd, for they all hold that John was a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." What do you think? A man had two sons, and he went to the first and said, "Son, go and work in the vineyard today." And he answered, "I will not." But afterward he changed his mind and went. And he went to the other son and said the same, and he answered, "I go, sir," but did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father? They said, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him, but the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even when you saw it, you did not afterward change your minds and believe him." Hear another parable. There was a master of a house who planted a vineyard and put a fence around it and dug a wine press in it and built a tower and leased it to tenants and went into another country. When the season for fruit drew near, he sent his servant to the tenants to get his fruit. And the tenants took his servants and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. And he sent other servants, more than the first, and they did the same to them. Finally he sent his son to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and have his inheritance." And they took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. When therefore the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? They said to him, "He will put those wretches to a miserable death and let out the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the fruits in their seasons." Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes'? Therefore I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people producing its fruits. And the one who falls on the stone will be broken to pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush him." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard this parable, they perceived that he was speaking about them, and although they were seeking to arrest him, they feared the crowds because they held him to be a prophet. We left off in yesterday's reading with the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, the entry of a king, and then he cleansed the temple. Today, he had gone out to Bethany and lodged there, and it states, in the morning, as he was returning to the city, he became hungry, and he finds this fig tree along the wayside. All of this ties together with the other passages that are here because he expects fruit from this fig tree. Now, before we conclude that Jesus is unjust toward this tree, thinking that it possibly was too early, it had leafed out but not yet produced any fruit. Years ago, I thought about this and researched it, and the time of year that it was, it actually should have been producing fruit. It was still a little bit early, but it would have had some fruit on it. And so this tree was leafing out but not producing any fruit. So all the indications were there, the timing was right, but there was nothing for Jesus to eat. And that's why he curses this fig tree. But he doesn't do it just because it's a tree that wasn't producing. It was meant to be a lesson for us regarding bearing fruit. We grow to maturity and we ought to be bearing fruit. And if we are not, then we are not pleasing to the Lord. After this, the chief priests are challenging Jesus. And remember, again, he had cleansed the temple on the previous day, sending out those money changers and those sellers. And so today they are asking, by what authority are you doing these things? And he turns it around on them and says, okay, you want me to answer your question. You answer mine and I'll answer yours. By what authority did the baptism of John come from? Was it from heaven or was it from man? And instead of answering this honestly, they conspire about what their answer is going to be and say, well, you know, if we say from heaven, he's going to say, well, why didn't you listen? And if we say from man, then the crowd is going to be mad at us because they look at him as a prophet. So what do? They try to choose a middle ground and not commit to anything and say, we don't know. Now remember, Jesus knows their hearts. He knows what they're thinking. He knows what they're conspiring about all of this. And so he says, well, neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. Would it really have solved anything if he had answered their question? Previously, every time he has made the claim to his own authority as the Son of God, they have called him a blasphemer. Would it have been different this time? I don't think so. So then Jesus uses two parables to teach them. The first parable being these two sons, and he tells each of these sons to go out into the vineyard and work for the day. The first one says, I'm not going to go, but then he repents of being rebellious, and he goes out and works in the vineyard. The other one says, I will go, but he is rebellious and does not go and does not repent. And so he asks, which one did the will of his father? And of course, they answered rightly and said, well, the first one, the one that repented, even though he was initially rebellious. And so that's why he says, look, the tax collectors, the prostitutes, these people that you consider to be beyond help, beyond considering them any further, these people are repenting and they're going to come into the kingdom. But you the ones that say, I will do the will of the Father, but then won't do anything and won't repent, you're not going to be coming into the kingdom. Likewise, he uses the parable of the tenants to teach them. Master has a vineyard. He's put a fence around it to protect it. He's done a wine press in it. He's built a tower. He's leased it out to tenants that were there to work it. And this is tenant farming, where you would have individuals that work the land, and then a portion of the fruits go to the owner of the land. And so he sends servants to collect his portion of the fruits, and they beat one, they killed another one, stoned the third. And so he sends more servants, more than the first time. They did the same. Finally, he sends his son, thinking they will respect him. But instead of that, they decide, let us kill him and have his inheritance. Now, you probably are already drawing the correlation that Jesus intended here. The prophets were sent to the people many, many times, and they either ignored them or mistreated them or killed them. And now he has sent his son into this world, and what are they going to end up doing? They're going to kill him. Now, we know that that was the plan of God, but it was evil in their hearts that is motivating them to do this. So with this coming, he asks, what should the owner do? And they tell him, put him to death and let out the vineyard to the other tenants. That was the right answer. And so he draws it all together and says, have you never read? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And he says, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people producing its fruits. You see, all these have been about producing fruit. We need to be producing fruit. I talked Sunday about the fruit of conversion and about how that would manifest in our lives and how we need to be diligent concerning that fruit. But understand that each and every day that we live Each and every day that the Lord has given us breath in our nostrils, we are to produce fruit unto Him. We are to do His will in our lives. Let us do His will today. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.